Hi again, everybody. This is Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Bears Update from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Day two, a look at running backs, quarterbacks, and wide receivers available to the media as we break down the draft coming up in May. And a wide receiver of significance from Notre Dame, who did not play last year because of academic suspension, is who we're going to lead off with today. Deveris Daniels, a local product out of Vernon Hills High School, the son of 15-year NFL veteran Philip Daniels, the former Chicago Bear defensive end. His son is 6'1", 201. That's what he measured in today. But having injuries throughout his college career, limited just to 11 starts, he's got some proving to do to NFL scouts that he is NFL worthy.
I've seen every moment of my dad's NFL career. So just, you know, being around the game for so long, you know, puts that fire in me to make it and, do something for myself. And, I think that's pretty big motivation, you know, just seeing that and being around it every day.
Daniels led that Vernon Hills High School team to the 2010 quarterfinals, paired with Evan Spencer, the wide receiver at Ohio State right now, and the son of former Bears assistant coach Tim Spencer, now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Another wide receiver has a lot to prove as well. If you take out all the red flags in his career at Missouri, Doriel Green Beckham would be a top five prospect. He's got top five skill, and he's got top five body type. A 6'5", 237-pounder, compared at least physically to a guy like Calvin Johnson. But he had many missteps at college, was not able to stay at Missouri, stayed 1 year at Oklahoma where he did not play football. But he knows that he made a lot of mistakes leading up to this NFL draft combine.
Yes, I do feel like those mistakes have put me back. But, I mean, just taking the opportunities now and just not thinking about that past and just trying to, like, look forward to it, just taking all the things that I've been through, going to Oklahoma, doing everything the right way, doing what I was supposed to do down there. Just, you know, just taking those opportunities and just making the best out of it, maturing, doing all that, spending my time with the coaches, with the players, more hours in study hall, just doing all that stuff, personal-wise, make me a better person.
Interesting nugget about Doriel Green Beckham. His high school career was epic down in Missouri, a national record, over 6,000 receiving yards and 75 touchdowns. Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Marcus Mariota of Oregon took the podium today, measured in at 6'4", 222. He's a very impressive guy, but he's very mild-mannered, very much in control. He's a very mature quarterback. He's got some things he's got to overcome, too, even though he's one of the top two quarterbacks in this draft, playing in a pro-style offense now after being in a spread system in college.
For us, it's going to be huddling. I haven't huddled in a while, so that'll be, one thing. And to everyone, it seems like a little detail, but, you know, that is kind of a big thing. There's other things as well in terms of, you know, the 3-5-7-step drops under center. But that's all stuff that I've been able to work on the last month and will continue to work on.
Mariota says he will throw on Saturday, and Jameis Winston will be here on Friday to take the podium, and we'll learn a lot more about the Florida State quarterback and potential number one pick. It was also a big day for local high school products in addition to Daniels. You had a couple of guys, Titus Davis from Wheaton-Warrenville South, who played at Central Michigan, a wide receiver, and Andy Gallick out of Boston College, a center from Evergreen Park and Brother Rice High School, and Deron Brown from Morgan Park High School, another receiver who started Northern Illinois and had himself a 1,000-yard season after rushing for 41 touchdowns, a school record at Morgan Park as a quarterback. So that wraps up day two of our media availability here at the Scouting Combine. Full day, a bunch of guys came through, a bunch of other guys we didn't even get a chance to talk about, including Kenosha's very own Melvin Gordon, the running back out of Wisconsin, an impressive back, and may sneak into the first round. That's going to wrap us up here. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching Bears Update on ChicagoBears.com.